Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio once again on this Wednesday morning. We are broadcasting live from McGurk's Bar and Grill in Fort Washington, right around the corner, Hugh, from the big event later today. Hugh Douglas with me today. What's up, Hugh?
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're going to pick fights with somebody, at least be able to defend yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, you fighting folks and stuff on the golf course, at least be able to defend yourself.
Yeah, that video that surfaced last night?
Buddy got dragged.
Especially,
man,
when you go after a guy, make sure he's not a former NHL enforcer before you pick a fight
with
somebody.
Well, not only that, because there's a lot of people that have, you know, they got a lot of bravado right now. When you talking trash to folks, you might run up on that one that's going to, you know, call your bluff. So just make sure you're prepared for that. There's a lot of folks out there nowadays, they want to, you know, they want to stick the chest out, but they ain't got hands.
Not about that life.
They ain't about that action.
Not about that action. But a lot of stuff for us to get to throughout the course of the show today. Obviously, around the corner, Plymouth White Marsh High School.
It's going down.
It's going down. Joe DeCamera, Jack Fritz, the pitching matchup of, I guess the year here in Philadelphia.
Let's hype it up, man.
The century?
The century.
The pitching matchup of the century.
The pitching matchup of the decade.
We'll see how it plays out.
Jersey Joe DeCamera. Wait a minute. Is he from Jersey?
No.
It just sounds right. Jersey Joe DeCamera against Delco Jack.
Delco Jack sounds good.
Delco Jack. Yeah, I rode through Delco.
It does.
But I rode through Delco this morning. I went by the Williamson's Trade School. I didn't even know it was over there. You know where that's at? The Williamson's Trade? No. I probably didn't even say the right name. But anyway.
Never heard of it.
What'd you think of Delco?
It was all right. It was all right.
Just all right.
I mean, you know, I was riding through and out because my Navi took me. Matter of fact, coming here, my Navi had me somewhere at somebody's house. They said it was a McGurk's, but it wasn't McGurk's. It was somebody's house.
Dude, Hugh's probably huge in Delco. I could just imagine a Friday night in Delco, how many guys out wearing Hugh Douglas jerseys.
Nah, not many.
I think there are
not many.
But we'll get to that a little later on with Jack and Joe and the pitching matchup of PW. Woo-hoo! Later on today. Make sure you go out there for that. Come by McGurk's for lunch afterwards, or you want to come in before, get something to eat too. Come before, come after. Do both. We'll get into that a little later on. But we'll start with the Phillies. The Phillies lose last night 4-3 in San Francisco. Taijuan Walker goes four innings in this game. I think it's largely fine. Like, Taijuan Walker was okay in this game. Phillies get a lead later on. Kyle Schwarber, a two-run home run. They take the lead into the bottom of the ninth. Jordan Romano comes on, and disaster strikes in unbelievable fashion. Here's what happened at the end of this game last night.
Swung on, hit deep, right field, into the gap goes Castellanos at the wall. It's off the wall. It's in play. It bounds way back into center. Two runs are going to score. Bailey's coming around third. He is going to score standing up on a walk-off inside the park home run. As the Giants come streaming out of the dugout, Patrick Bailey has won it. 4-3 for the Giants.
Scott Fransky on the call, Hugh. An inside-the-park home run to win a game. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Well, it happened to me last week when we was playing on the video game, but that's not the same thing.
Well,
you know, me and Joe Giglio was playing with the kids. It was the same thing. But the sentiment was about the same. It's just disheartening to see something like that, man. You know, when you talk about the way that they were battling, I know a lot of the fans aren't excited or happy about the way that game went, man. And you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. But there were some good things about it. Like you said, got some pretty decent pitching last night. And the guys were trying to move runners over. There was a concerted effort last night to try to play small ball. And for the most part, you did. You just didn't get the win.
Yeah, and still, I mean, not being able to get those runners in. Schwarber gets thrown out at third base in the sixth. Didn't make up for it.
I could coming back Schwarber and hitting in a race too. I hope.
Well, that helps your case last night. Yeah. What he's doing trying to steal third base.
That
I have
doesn't
no
help your case.
Clue.
You cannot steal
saying.
A base in the major leagues.
I'm just saying.
Well, in
I'm just
defense,
saying. I'm just saying.
And here's
all
defense,
I'm saying.
Neither can Schwarber.
I mean, he did though.
He just couldn't steal third. I mean, it was bang bang. It was close. He was not even getting close.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But
that made me feel like I could. You know what I mean? Last night, I just feel like I. You know. Kind of helped my case out a little bit.
Well, anyway, Schwarber at least atoned for it. Comes back, hits a two-run homer. Phils have a three-run lead going into the bottom of the ninth. And the question everybody's asking today is why did Jordan Romano stay in? Romano came in, got the fills out of the bottom of the eighth, came back out for the ninth, not Orion Kirkering. Here was Rob Thompson after the game on why he elected to stick with Romano.
You know, we got kind of caught back in the corner because we didn't have Kirkering. And so Strom pitched the seventh against all those lefties. And it was kind of, wanted to use Romano in the ninth just because of the intensity of the whole situation. You know, so it was between Ross and Johnson and Robert for the eighth. And we liked Robert Slider on that group of hitters. And I think it was fine until the pitch clock violation. I think that may have sped him up a little bit. So once he got through his three hitters, I felt like it was time to get rid of that inning. And Romano came in and did a great job. Five pitches, felt like he was strong, felt like he could probably finish it out.
Now, I think blaming Rob Thompson is crazy. He just laid it out right there. If Kirkering's not available.
He's not available.
What options does he have? I mean, you heard the guys he has to go to. Joe Ross, Seth Johnson, or sticking with Romano. To me, he picked the best of three bad options in that situation.
Yeah.
And the question we have to start here, who are you most frustrated with after that game last night? Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players?
The players
need to execute. Does Rob Thompson need to manage better, make different decisions, or Dave Dombrowski? Hugh, I think you're wrong, man. Dave Dombrowski's
Come on,
not
man.
Giving
like,
him the
like,
pieces.
Listen, I understand what you're saying. I hear you. Because you have to get the pieces that get the job done. But at the end of the day, if Romano's out there, man, you have to get the job done. That's what you get paid for. You know, a lot of times I hear people, especially when it comes to baseball, they want to blame the manager. And I know that decisions that are made by the manager can sway wins and losses. I'm not a dummy. But in a situation like that, and you know that you're protecting the lead, you got to come up big, man. I know things happen, but – you have to do better. That's squarely on the players.
I hear you, but the way I look at it is
in the park home run, though?
No. I mean, well, that was – what is Brandon Marsh doing? I mean, you got to play that ball better.
In the park home run?
You got to find a way to play that ball better to make sure that does not happen in that spot. But I look at Topper, and we can yell about him all we want. He's playing with the cards he's been dealt. And that situation last night, that's like if you're playing poker and you get a 7-4 offsuit. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going
to
do in that
spot? That means
spot?
Nothing to me. I don't play
Kyle, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You never played poker before?
I'm not a big poker guy.
Like, this is basic poker now.
You can't you can't talk to me and Kyle like that. We don't know what
well,
that
you
is.
Know, Uno. You know, like, pocket eight.
Uno. Okay. Draw four. I know that one.
What's a bad card to get new?
No, I'll tell you what. This is the better with TK. Like, okay, say if you're, like, since we're using a fight analogy because the dude got beat up on the golf course.
Man, just ripping my analogy.
If you're cut, man, that's just like you getting beat up in the ring and you blame the cut man. Why are you blaming the cut man? You're the one that took the ass whooping.
Well, how about we blame the guy who brought Romano here? The guy's been a disaster.
Listen,
he stinks.
Put it like, okay, this is even a better analogy because since you're a failing chef, you're a failing restaurateur.
Hey, I got a haircut, so maybe not anymore.
This is the equivalent of – at your failing restaurant, you buy the groceries, right? You buy all the stuff. Say, like, you get some ramen noodles and you get some tomatoes.
Ramen noodles?
Ramen noodles and some tomatoes and stuff. And then you ask your chef to make a gourmet meal with the ramen noodles and the tomatoes. That's kind of what Topper's doing.
Yeah.
He can only do what he can do. So I don't see the purpose in blaming him for the ingredients that he has that you're asking him to prepare this meal with.
I'm with you. And this is why, like, and we want Romano to pitch better, and he's been a huge disappointment. But I look at Topper, I think it's a miracle he even got to the ninth inning. You're cobbling your way through that game with guys like Max Lazar, Daniel Robert, Tanner Banks. Tanner Banks actually pitched well lately. I was down on him, but he's actually done a nice job. But Romano's been terrible. Meanwhile, you got Jeff Hoffman, who has 22 saves in Toronto. You have Sir Anthony Dominguez, who's pitching great in Baltimore. He's allowed one earned run since May 24th.
Everybody's not built to be here in
Over
Philly,
the last
man.
6 weeks, the guy's allowed one earned
run. Yeah, but everybody's not built to be here in Philly. That's a fact. That is a fact.
It is.
It is what it is.
Well, I don't think Romano is built to be in Philly, Hugh.
But he was the guy that was tasked to go out there and do his job, and he just didn't get it done, man. I understand that there's a lot of intangibles that go off into all of this, but the players have to get it done. I saw an effort last night in the guys trying to win that game. They fell short. That's not on Topper.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we both agree it's not on Topper. The difference is you put it more on the players. I just put it on.
Who was that? Rojas, when he was trying to steal second and he ended up stealing third? Or was that Sosa? Was that Sosa or Rojas? Somebody when they like early in the game?
But my point is throwing out stealing third.
He made it. I think it was Rojas. Early in the game when Ruby Ray, Ronnie Ray, or whatever, Runny Ray.
Ruby Robbie Ray.
Rooney Ray, when he was having issues at the plate,
yeah.
Right?
L.
Forget you. There you go, friend. Francisco. But the point that I'm making is this, that the guys went out of that game and they were trying to play small ball. They were trying to manufacture runs. And that's what you have to have, and that's what they're trying to do. You just have to finish it out.
Yeah, and I mean, the small ball thing is just not working for them. They just, again, you look at last night, you scored one run, but then you had to rely on the homer. But Kyle, I'll ask you, players, Dombrowski, Topper, who are you most irritated with today?
Yeah, and look, we do the Dombrowski thing all the time. We all know what his offseason was. I mean, he didn't add tons of top-end talent to this team. And he,
nope.
And
he really
ran it back.
The bullpen,
we ran it
let
back.
Let Hoffman go, replaced him with Romano. And Romano has kind of stunk, I mean, for the majority of his time here. But you said he's playing with the cards that he's dealt. The cards that he's dealt is like one of the highest payrolls in Major League Baseball. And I get Bryce Harper's coming off of an injury. I need to see a little bit more out of him. And I'm not, like, expecting it. I don't think that's the reason why they lost last night. But, like, this entire offense put together, besides a Kyle Schwarber home run, finally got their first hit with runners in scoring position in like 27 or 26 different opportunities. It's been multiple games, and everyone's throwing a parade, like, finally. And they didn't do anything after that. They had multiple opportunities still to add to their lead, and they couldn't do it. I mean, they had 3 points because Kyle Schwarber, who has done what he's always done this entire season, is hit home runs, and he put one into the drink in McCovey Cove. Like,
the third Philly to do it ever.
Yeah, but, like, honestly, I think, this is going to sound like I'm making an excuse. The worst thing that happened to Topper in terms of last night's game was not even Jose Alvarado. Like, Jose Alvarado was on this roster. They had to put Daniel Robert out there in the eighth. Or is that his name? Daniel Robert?
Daniel Robert.
Daniel
yes,
Robert.
That is his name.
Like, he's so
brutal.
Nondescript that I don't even know what the hell the guy's
yeah.
name is. That was your eighth inning guy in a two-run game. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, the offense is good enough to have played a lot better than they have. And the bullpen's probably just what it is right now until they make a move at the trade deadline. So I don't put it on Topper. The Dombrowski thing is what it is. Like, I don't know how many times I can say it. Like, the offense just needs to be better.
I agree with that. And you look at that hit with runners in scoring position, ironically, that comes from the guy you're paying nothing in Otto Kemp. Like, he's the guy who was able to get that hit for you. But
doing
but
what he got to do.
He did. But I can't get past the Dombrowski thing, because after last season, man, we all saw that this team was flawed. We all saw that this team needed something different, and he just didn't change anything. He didn't change anything with this team, and I get the players should theoretically be better. But, like, a guy like Jordan Romano, I don't know if he's capable of being better. Like, maybe he's just not good. Maybe that was a bad investment. And you look at the fact you brought him in, you traded Sir Anthony last year at the deadline, you let Jeff Hoffman go. Both those guys, and Hoffman hasn't been, like, phenomenal this year, but he's been a heck of a lot better than Romano.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just can't get past with Dave
DeBrowski. I just look at it like this, and this is the way I always felt. If even though, you know, playing on the defense is more about – it's not just about one individual. But when you're in situations like that and your back is against the wall, somebody has to make a play. You know, and for him, he's the pitcher on the mound. You have to pitch better. You have to have that mentality. And I know that there are certain things at certain times that are not in your control. It's not. But you have to have a better outing, especially when you're protecting a lead, man. You can't let that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad all the way around. Want to know, though, who are you most frustrated with today? Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players? Topper's the one that I just can't understand, because I heard some criticism of him this morning from some callers on the morning show. And that part of it I just don't get. I mean, Rob Thompson – he's dealing with the pieces that he has, and I think he's cobbled it together really well with the pieces that he has.
I mean, he's done a pretty good job, but, you know, when a pitcher's on the mound by himself like that, you know, you have to have the stones and the testicular fortitude to get the job done. Speaking of that, you know, Jack's going to be on the mound.
Oh, he is, yep.
You know what I mean? And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are kind of wondering how Jack is going to handle this situation against Joe the Hammer. What do you say?
I don't think he's going to handle it well.
You don't?
No.
I don't.
I think he's putting on a brave. You're the radio host.
I agree, he's putting on a brave face, I think. I agree with Kyle
Every now and again, when you say something, I get stumped. I don't know what to say exactly. I know his dead air is not good for radio, well, but damn. When you say stuff, sometimes I just don't know what to say.
Now, in the first 2 hours of the show, we're going to take official predictions here. What side are you on, Joe DeCamera, Jack Fritz? Maybe we'll throw out some props throughout the course of the first couple hours here. Kyle's setting some lines for us on what exactly is going to happen here. But I'll make my official pick. I've been consistent the entire time. I mean, I think the camera rolls today. I do.
Does Jack have a meltdown, though?
I think it could get really ugly for Jack. And I'm just being honest here. I don't like the way that he is talking about this going into it. He doesn't sound very confident to me at all.
I'm of the mindset that he's playing possum.
I think it's already over. I think this is just a formality.
I think he's playing possum. I need to know.
So you're on Jack today.
That sounds crazy.
Well, betting. Dirty mind Hugh Douglas already
at
it.
I'm just saying.
10-17.
17 minutes into the
game. I'm just saying. Listen, I thought about this last night, man. I'm not trying to be childish. It's just that certain things that you say, it's just ironic. And, I'm just trying to be childish. It's just irony.
Well, who do you have today? DeCamera, Fritz, Kyle? Where are you? Who do you have?
All right.
Official pick, you change overnight.
This is probably, I don't know, is this the longest odds to you guys, a push? Three?
Yeah.
The camera gets three out of ten at-bats?
It's not going to be a push. It won't be a push.
I'm predicting a push.
I'm predicting one of them rolls.
Well,
like either the camera, this is over very quickly. Jack can't throw strikes. It's a nightmare scenario for him, which could very well play out. Or I think Jack, if he does look good, I mean, I think Joe's going
to
be in trouble.
To be clear, a push is a loss for Jack.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And a resounding win for Joe DeCamera.
If Joe, like, I think Jack needs to look good to the degree where if Joe gets on one time, it's a loss for Jack. That's the way I view it.
You know what I think needs to happen? And, you know, I don't condone violence. I don't. But he needs to, right out the gate, he needs to plunk him. He needs to plunk him. Just plunk him.
I don't know if he can afford to do that early, though.
Well, I think it'll help him build his confidence. No, I'm talking about the first pitch out. Just plow. Just hit him.
Just back him off the plate.
Just back him off the plate.
Man. Well, just I mean.
Brush him inside a little.
Well, I think it's kind of contradictory.
What do you call it? The chin music, right?
Yeah.
Where
Hugh in one vein says, I don't condone violence, and then endorses for one of his coworkers to throw a baseball 80 miles per hour at another coworker.
Because, and this is where I'm at, because this has been a mental game for this last week. I mean, is that safe to say, especially after the first outing that they had against each other, the golf outing. Mm-hmm. And Joe DeCamera played the mental game, and he won that. And we all know that Joe DeCamera, he likes to play mind games. He's been doing that the last couple of weeks.
Head games.
So if I'm Jack, because Jack's super sensitive to what's being said about him around the station. I mean, that's obvious. And I know he listens to everything and things like that. In order for him to take control of this situation, you got to take this thing by the reins. You have to plunk him.
Now what's the over-under for
Kyle's with that? Kyle's with the plunk.
How much sleep do you guys think Jack got last night? I think Joe slept like a baby. I don't think Joe's nervous at all.
No.
How much sleep did Jack get last night?
I don't think that much. I mean, he probably stayed up and watched the Phils.
Yep.
Knew he had a big day. He's got kids, too. Young kids. I mean, things are adding up. Not in a great way for old Fritzy.
Yeah.
That's why you got to plunk him, dog. You got to take control. You got to take control of the situation. And I would even venture to say, hit him twice. Just
hit him.
Go back to back. Go back to back.
Right, well, you're one away from it. Now you're just getting ridiculous.
The camera needs to charge the mound if he hits him.
Well, go back to back.
The one's reasonable is an accident.
Now, this ending in a brawl would be outrageous.
Now, we just had a conversation like, don't charge the mound if you ain't got hands, if you ain't about that life.
I'll just say this. I condone violence. This is at a high school. I mean, let's keep it clean.
We got the kids out there playing. Like, yeah, the kids are fielding.
We don't
want
the kids getting involved.
They're not going to get involved. But I think that Jack needs to take his power back.
All right.
He needs to take his power back.
215-592-9494. Your picks for DeCameron versus Fritz. Also, your thoughts on the Phillies. Who are you most frustrated with today? Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players after that loss last night? Fills up 3-1 going into the ninth. Jordan Romano blows it, comes back out. Jordan Romano had not been out for 4 outs or more all year long. I think that speaks to how desperate this situation in the bullpen is without Kirkering. But you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Let's get started on the phones with Chris in Middletown.
Chris!
What's up, Chris?
Happy pick your WIP horse day, man.
What's going on, Chris? How you doing, man?
TK, you love my entries, don't you?
Yeah, I do, Chris. I enjoy your phone calls. Are you coming out here today?
I really wanted to, and unfortunately, I got a little too much going on work-wise. And it's about an hour and a half from my house.
Yeah, that's a nice little hike, man. That's a nice little hike from Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to sanction some more events in Delaware. You know what I mean?
Working on
Delaware
it.
People need a little love, too. You know what I mean?
Hugh won't be
Get
there.
Get on that. Hugh, take care of that.
I'm working on it, man.
Yeah, you can have a weightlifting competition.
I'm trying. Yeah, I was talking about getting a bench and putting it in my front room.
I think you'd be a heavy favorite over anybody in WIP.
I'll play that game. I'll do that challenge with you, Hugh. So, listen, this Romano cheese guy, dude, he stinks to high heaven. And it's just, I mean, we could criticize him and we could criticize Topper, but I believe Dave Dombrowski. I mean, he signed this stiff and built this bullpen that is just flat gross. You know, losing Alvarado to the PEDs and just, it's just bad. And we've been talking about the previous few days, how we have one of the greatest starting pitching staffs, probably in the history of the Phillies, but, you know, definitely top in MLB right now. And we're in this position because we just have a dumpster fire of a bullpen, and it's just disheartening.
And Chris, I mean, dumpster fire of a bullpen and a lineup that is not very good. And I get the frustration with the players because they're getting paid a lot of money. They're not producing, but we talked a lot about it yesterday. I mean, the Phillies knew after that series they had issues. They looked at trading a guy like Alec Bohm. They looked at switching things up. And it's like after a while, I guess the frustration died down. They decided to run it back. And, I mean, it shouldn't be surprising that all the same issues are still there.
Yeah, it's abysmal. But, guys, as far as the big topic of the day, man, I mean, DeCamera is just he is such a weak human being physically. There's no way he should lose to Jack. Everybody knows that the question with Jack is, can he just throw strikes? And I think he's probably going to get cute. We know Jack mentally will melt down. And unfortunately, I feel like this thing's going to go as a push, which is going to be a total disappointment because I'd rather the train wreck either happen or, you know, have Fritz do what he should do, which is dominate. But what I'd love to see is Jack, you know, let the boys drop, get up on the hill, and show everybody what he used to be. Relive his glory days. Maybe that's what they should do when he comes out, start praying Bruce Springsteen glory days for him, and let him go out there and dominate. Because I've been riding this train all along, and I'm going to stay on it. I can't say it with a lot of gusto because I don't really feel it, but I am Team Fritz Fritz.
Wow.
I don't know, Chris.
That does not
the lukewarm endorsement.
Yeah, that doesn't ring endorsing him like you used to.
I hope, like, that can't be good for, like, if Jack's driving to the ball field right now and he's listening to that call and that's his number one guy, and that's the kind of chant that he gives him, doesn't inspire a lot of confidence.
I think you should hit him. Just hit him. Dang. I mean, hit him.
Hugh wants all the violence.
Well, no,
he doesn't want all the violence today.
So if you plunk him a couple times,
oh my God,
then, you know, we don't do it anymore, and you kind of inadvertently win. You might take the L, but you keep your dignity.
Well, I will say for the record, I do not endorse this. I do not endorse. Well, I'm the plunking.
I don't endorse it.
Yeah,
well. Don't get me wrong. I like both of these guys. I like them a lot, but.
You sure?
I heard that. But listen, we are in a situation where this could get really awkward if Jack goes down 0-2.
Yeah.
Oh, it could get awkward.
Good.
It'd be hilarious.
So what is a better – like, if you're going to go down 0-2, I think it's better to go down 0-2 hitting the camera twice than it is to actually try to get it across the plate and he hits it. Well, like, Kyle, think about it. If you go down swinging, because that way, be like, well, hell, Jack hit him twice.
Well, at the first sign of danger, maybe you do plunk him.
Yeah.
Like, if it feels like things are going to go sour for you,
Jack can't
hit the strike zone.
Okay, when does that come into play? Is that the second pitch?
I think if there's two bats in and the camera's worked a couple walks.
But I think Jack is more interested in throwing strikes. I think Jack wants to look good. I think Jack's looking at this, and honestly, like, in the back of his mind, I think Jack's hoping there's a scout at this thing today.
A scout?
So, yeah.
For what?
That there's a scout.
He's too old.
To maybe sign him. I think he's still got hopes in the back recesses of his mind he could be a pitcher in the major leagues.
He was calling Otto Kemp old.
He could be. What was that movie, The Rookie, about the guy who was 38 years old and got in the majors?
I see why they say you had the failed restaurant, man. That's crazy.
Come on, man. I think it's possible. 215-592-9494.
You should have let them bully you into cutting your hair, TK. I kind of liked it.
I kind of like the failed restaurant look, man.
I kind of like that thing, man.
Come on. The camera versus Fritz, your picks on that. Who are you most mad at with the Phillies? Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, and the players. When we get back, we'll hear a little bit from Rob Thompson talking about what the bullpen options are for him. And throughout the course of the show, we will check in with our man on the scene, Buzz.
Heartthrob Buzz is going
to be picking up all the ladies out there. He's going to check in with us throughout the course of the show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Alongside Hugh Douglas, we're broadcasting from McGurk's Pub and Grill in Fort Washington.
Yeah, Francisco came in hot, didn't he?
Right around the corner.
This is TK's kind of music.
When the heavy metal was banging back there.
You like heavy metal, TK?
No. Fran does, though. Have you seen Fran at, like, the mosh pits and stuff like that?
No, I've heard about it, though.
Man. Like,
I didn't know
Fran was going to one tonight.
Didn't know Fran was 30. Oh,
Wednesday?
Ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Fran?
It's an Upper Darby.
An Upper Darby?
Yep.
Fran looks like a, like, he's kind of like a delicate guy. I don't know how he survives these mosh pits.
Right? I haven't seen him show up with a black eye yet.
Yeah,
so.
Well, no, you did one time, Fran, right?
Yeah, like a the red eye. Whatever. Yeah. I forget what was it called. Yep.
Dude. Pink eye? Yep.
No, it was not that.
I forget the name of it. It was not a pink eye.
Nope,
you came to work with pink eye, though?
No, it was not that. No, I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
Hell no. But he infected everybody with the pink eye.
We're at McGurk's right around the corner from PW, Plymouth White Marsh High School. That is where the
it's going down
is going on today. Jack Fritz, Joe DeCamera. Who do you got? That's one of the things we're talking about. Also with the Phillies, who are you more frustrated? The Phillies lose last night. You can't make this stuff up. A walk-off inside-the-park home run from Patrick Bailey.
That only happens on video games.
Yeah, only when you're playing at the Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, basically.
But a walk-off inside-the-parker. Who are you most frustrated by? Rob Thompson for sticking with Jordan Romano for the ninth. Dave Dombrowski for giving him these terrible pieces. Or the players for not performing. And the players obviously coming up short again. We'll get back to the phones in a second. But first, we got to go to our expert Kyle Quinn here has been setting some lines for the DeCamera versus Fritz
lines
competition.
Props that I cooked up.
Okay,
here.
What's one of the props here?
All right. Well, so first, I think I should ask everybody to get on record. Are we expecting a more heavy Fritz or a more heavy DeCamera crowd today?
I think it's going to be overwhelmingly pro Fritz.
Really?
But they could turn if things go bad.
See, I think, but it's going to be Fritz. But I honestly think people are going to be rooting for the meltdown.
Yeah,
like
that's
they want to see.
What I'm rooting for.
But this is the thing, man. With Joe,
they want to see the meltdown.
I think Joe thrives off of being the villain.
Yeah, he's
you know,
a heel.
I think that's what Joe wants is a pro Fritz crowd.
But see, Joe's playing with house money though, because with all due respect, there's not a whole lot of people that like Joe.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, seriously, like, I like Joe too. I like him a lot, but I think some of the listeners they don't like his radio persona.
Okay,
you know what I mean? I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I know.
I mean, they don't like. I love Joe.
I would tend to disagree with that.
You think they love his radio persona?
Yeah.
You do? All depends. I guess it all depends on where you're going.
I mean, it depends. Yeah, if you're looking at the internet, nobody likes any of us.
Yeah. If you look at Twitter, you're going to feel terrible.
That was
yourself,
a good pull, my friend.
Yeah. But like,
hammer.
But I mean, like, you know, tons of people listen. Tons of people call
no, I mean,
in. Like,
to him.
You can't. I would have to imagine that if they didn't like him that much.
But you know what's funny? That's the funny thing about not liking somebody. Because I remember when Angelo was here, everybody talked about how much they hated Angelo.
Well,
but Angelo was the hottest thing in the streets when he was here.
Well, yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So I think that they'll be rooting to see Jack the meltdown. They want the people root for carnage. It's almost like a car wreck when people slow down to see the car wreck. It's kind of like that.
I think it's going to be like a wrestling crowd, right?
You mean rowdy?
No, not rowdy. Hopefully not. It's a high school again.
And we don't want listener fights between the
nobody. Come on now, unless you're at the bar.
Allowed.
I know Chuck and Matt Aaron's going
bar.
Out there. Chuck can get
unless
you're
at the bar. You can drink if you're at the
right,
bar.
Yeah,
because Buddy over there getting it. Right
give us a prop here, Kyle. Save us, Kyle. Give us a prop.
Over under one. It's a .5 hit by pitch.
Wait a minute, what?
No. I'm setting the line at 0.5, hit by pitch. So he either hits him with a pitch or he doesn't. I think that's the appropriate line.
Well, you said 1.5 or
no,
a half?
No, half. So he either hits him with a pitch or he doesn't.
Oh, I think he gets plunked once.
Oh, wow.
I think there is one plunking.
You think,
what do you think?
What do you think?
If it's me, I just come out swinging. I'm just coming out here trying to hit him out the gate.
But what do you think? Well, if you were a betting man, which you are now, we know you are now.
Yeah.
Are you taking the over or the under? It's set at .5, hit by pitch.
I mean, for purposes of my agenda.
For your agenda?
God, I'm going over.
I love it. During the break here, we're getting ready.
I'm trying to get Fred to give me some Wimbledon bets.
Yeah. So,
what's
I do not know how to bet tennis.
Will you have another one, Kyle? Or
yeah.
You have on that?
Yeah, I got a few, yeah. So, yeah. I set the over-under for injuries, I set at 1.5. I think it's a virtual lock that somebody is coming out of this banged up.
Jack.
Now, will both of them, I think, is the real question.
I'll go under just because I don't think Joe's going to have to do a ton. He may have to just stand there. I think Jack could suffer a shoulder or elbow injury.
I don't know if you have this prop, but I'm kind of curious.
Okay.
Now, that the camera wears the Phillies outfit.
Oh, wow.
Does he wear the Phillies outfit?
To wear the Phillies outfit. That's a good prop by you.
I mean, because I just thought about it because you know he likes
it's to. It's got his last name on it, right?
Yeah.
He absolutely should.
I asked him that yesterday in true to camera fashion. He said, wait and see.
So
he's wearing it.
I don't know.
I'll put $4 on that. That he got.
Do we have a bookie here?
All right. Do we have one more?
I got a few more. Well, I'll give you a few now. If you want to get back to some more a little bit later on, I set the over under on argued strike calls at 3.
Oh, I'm going.
You going way over?
Way over. I mean, he's going to argue every call.
Yeah, but that's not the best look. Yeah. Like, he might have to consider what kind of a look that is.
No, and somebody just asked on Twitter, is Joe going to run the balls out? Like, say, if he makes contact, is he going to run it out? That's probably – he could probably get hurt doing that.
Well, DeCabra could get hurt walking into the box. You?
I didn't say nothing.
He's walking into the batter's box.
But,
DK has no idea how to handle this with Joe's here.
But I'll tell you what.
I didn't say a word.
You got to work with you long enough to know how to divert. When it's me and you, it's a problem.
I'll tell you what. This ump sounds like he means business. He was on the afternoon show yesterday. He was on the morning show. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be very tolerant of the arguing either way, whether it's coming from Jack or Joe.
I would tend to agree. Now, to the run and the balls out thing, if he hits a home run, he has to trot around the bases. The likelihood of that
Cadillac.
Is very slim, but he has to do a slow trot around the bases if he hits a home run, and he has to pimp it too.
Is that not Jack's worst? Like, even worse than just not being able to throw strikes, Joe taking him yard?
I think you would have to
could
end
you
the
imagine?
Competition. The competition may have to end right then and there.
That would be a disaster. Yeah. Joe will walk off bat flip.
Yeah.
That would be That would be insane.
The crowd goes wild. They rush him.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll check in with Buzz in a little bit as well from Plymouth White Marsh. But your thoughts on DeCamera versus Fritz. Also, with the Phillies, who are you more most frustrated by after last night? Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players? Some of the things we're talking about this morning. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
You guys got to remember, the last time Joe played organized baseball, besides Phillies fantasy camp, I think he was 12. So you can, anybody that knows anything about sports, you can look at a player. Let's say they're 10 years after they played. You can tell how much they played by just looking at the way they carry themselves. I just cannot see DeCamera coming up there looking like anything other than a 12-year-old.
Well, so
I mean, Fritz did play college baseball. I played college baseball. I played at the junior college level, but
yeah, but you're probably cooked.
You can tell
now, Jeff.
That I played a little bit.
I think we have to go to our resident expert on being a cooked athlete.
Sometimes that was a direct shot.
Sometimes I feel like it doesn't matter what the level was. Like, if you're past your prime, prime, and the playing field's evened out.
Well, I'll say this. I'll take the over on somebody getting hurt, and I believe it's going to be DeCamera pulling a hamstring easily.
Well, the over-under is 1.5, so they both have to get hurt for the over to hit.
But this is the thing, Jeff. He may not have to run. He may not have to do anything.
Oh, multiple DeCamera injuries is what you're saying. That could hit the over, too.
If Jackie can get the ball up to 70 miles an hour, Joe's not going to touch him. I'll guarantee that.
Wow.
Without even seeing him. Just knowing how – what Joe looks like as an athlete, there's just no way.
70's a lot, man. I mean, Jack has not pitched competitively in a long, long time.
He did say he was touching 80, though, when he was practicing.
That's okay.
I don't know how much.
He's been working it. All right, let's get to the Phillies. I'm with you, TK. This is more on Dombrowski. Topper had nothing to work with last night. I mean, he used Strom in the seventh because that was a hot spot late in the game. That's what he always does. So I don't fault him for going to Strom early and then working with what he had left. The problem is working with what he had left, and that's not a lot.
Yeah, and that's the problem, Jeff. I mean, you look at the guys he had. He had three options at the end of that game. And, again, like, he needs to get to the ninth inning. I get, why didn't you save Strom or something like that? Well, you need to get there first. And his three options at that point were send Romano back out, or go to Joe Ross, who's been bad lately, or go to Seth Johnson, who has very little experience, and you're not going to trust in that spot. So I just don't know how you could blame Rob Thompson for that. Thanks, Jeff.
Hung up.
Yeah, Jeff.
You cooked him.
I don't know what happened.
Yes, you told him.
He's still showing up on the line, but I thought you agreed with him.
Way to tell him, Jeff. Way to get him.
As far as the bullpen goes, it is interesting, like, how Rob Thompson views this situation, because he obviously doesn't have great options. Here was Topper after the game talking about his options without Orion Kirkering.
You got caught in the corner. I mean, do you feel like you have enough down in your bullpen, maybe when you don't have one of your guys on a given day?
Well, you know, it was just the structure of their lineup and where we were at in the seventh that we felt like it was Strom's inning, because we'd already used Banks early. It was a four-inning stint for tying it. I thought he pitched great, and I thought he pitched better as the game went on. Stuff got better, command got better. Very encouraging.
And, yeah, I think you kind of needed to do that, but I'll ask you this. Do you think Rob Thompson's in a position where, regardless, you got to save a guy like Kirkering or Strom for the ninth inning every night, regardless?
I think you do. I mean, you know, you've been getting some good outings from your starting pitching. Unfortunately, last night, Taiwan didn't give you that. I think it would have probably been an easier situation if he'd gave you at least six innings. Like, he couldn't give you that. You know, Taiwan hasn't been. And that's of no fault of his, because, you know, he was in the bullpen. He was pitching well before he went in the bullpen. Now he's out of the bullpen. He gave you four, and now you have to try to piecemeal those other innings together to just try to get the game. And your guy Kirkering, for whatever reason you were trying to save, he wasn't available. So, you know, you're doing the best you can at this point.
Yeah, and where do you fall on that, Kyle? Are you at the point where, Romano, I just don't trust in those kind of situations. Do you, if you're Topper – do you focus more on getting to the ninth, or do you need to save a guy like Kirkring, or when you don't have him, Strom for the ninth inning?
So I do kind of understand the whole thing from Topper about getting the matchups that you want with your best guys out there. And the guy that hit the walk-off was he was a catcher, right? Like, he's not one of the
Patrick
like the
Bailey.
Yeah, like, he's not one of the top of the lineup guys. Like, if it were Devers up there and stuff like that, then, you know, maybe I consider doing something different. But, like, I think he made the right move.
Because of the situation.
Yeah, I like the idea of picking matchups, especially when you don't have one guy who's your set closer. And, like, you know, considering how barren the bullpen is right now, I think I sort of err on the side of Rob Thompson with that one.
I do, too. But I do think it's interesting when you look at this situation and who you could have for ninth innings moving forward. And I think typically that's going to be Kirkering. But, man, when you don't have him, it's just you just don't have a lot of options. I mean, Banks has been really good this year. I was down on him. He's been very reliable. So you have that. You have Strom. But Romano, I mean, I think we're at the point with Romano where it's not early anymore. We're more than halfway through the season. You can't really rely on
him. I mean, and this is kind of who he's been.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been many mornings we've came in here or you know, and we've complained about his pitching outings. So, yeah, this is kind of what it is.
I'd prefer to be able to move him down into lower leverage situations. But, again, they don't have guys to put in his place.
You don't have the guys to put in his place, so it's a tough spot. 215-592-9494. Oh, boy. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
God help us.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning. How you doing?
What a day. What a day. So much going on. So much to talk about. Are you guys as excited about this as I am?
I don't know how anyone could be.
Yes, I'm as excited as you are,
guys,
Aaron.
I just wanted to send out a quick shout-out to Francisco. What a warm, Cisco. Welcoming producer. He called this morning, had a nice conversation with him. Then I found out that he's a mosh pit guy. I'm a fellow GWAR follower, Sepultura, body count. I used to go to Hammer Jacks back in Baltimore.
What are you even talking about,
Aaron?
What is Sepultura?
Francisco, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Get to the point.
So I have to agree with you guys today, and I don't know how Giglio takes vacation on like the most important day in WIP history, but you know, I guess you gotta take vacation when you can take vacation.
Sepultura is a band.
I don't care.
But today, here's the scenario. I think it's going to be a DNF event. Did not finish. I think there's going to be a scenario where you're going to have Jack Fritz on the mound, on the ground, laying there like a ton of bricks. I think the camera's going to be laying down in the batter's box. And I think the ump is going to be, you know, on the ground as well. Here's a scenario. Jack Fritz is on the mound. He gets the old Bloomberg days, you know, come back. You know, he's going to throw it as hard as he can, trying to impress Walker and Sutton and show them that dad's a man and he can do it. And then you've got Joe DiCamera, who's going to go back to his Phillies fantasy camp days, and he's going to swing as hard as he can, only to pull another groin. And then whoever's catching is going to be so focused on DiCamera and Fritz, he's going to take his eye off the ball. The ball's going to fly whiz past his head, hit the umpire in the head. The umpire's going to go down like a ton of bricks. So I think it's going to be a did not finish event. I think we're moving on to basketball. We're going to see who the king of the mountain is.
Very optimistic view, Aaron, of what's going to happen today. Giving us a do not finish.
Even more optimistic, you know, is this with the Phillies? I mean, have we ever gone through, you know, a season like we're going through right now?
I mean, with the Phillies?
Like, yeah, Topper. I made a prediction, you know, earlier in the year that Topper wouldn't make it through the All-Star break.
Yeah, it was a bad prediction. He's going to be.
I mean, well, game. Listen, I might not be far off if things continue.
No, you're very far off.
The All-Star breaks in a few days. What do you think? He's going to get fired now?
It might be right after.
You just have to give it up, Aaron. They're not going to do it.
He has lost the locker room.
No, he has. Aaron, appreciate the call. He hasn't lost the locker room. The players just aren't producing. That's not on Rob Thompson.
Just making things up.
It's not his fault.
You know, so
crazy.
Suburban energy, man.
Yeah, well,
suburban
energy. I mean, the players got to get the job done, They got to be better. And again, like Rob Thompson, he's only dealing with the players he's dealt, and the GM didn't give him very good players.
Yeah, I'm kind of with that, man. Because, I think back on my playing days, I played with some guys that held you accountable. You know what I mean? Even when – I remember my first year here, we were horrible. We had, what, Rodney Pete was our quarterback one time. It was who was it?
Bobby Hoying? Bobby Hoying. I remember
that. Man, I remember when Bobby Hoying came and turned down $25 million, talking about they needed to give him more money.
Yeah.
And we went down to Atlanta, and I remember hearing stories about him crying in the huddle, you know.
Oh, man.
And I just remember being in defensive meetings and Emmett telling us, hey, y'all probably going to have to play a lot of football. And you looked around the room and Cass was like, well, hey, that's what we have to do. It doesn't feel like, you know, and I know baseball is different, but it doesn't feel like you got those kind of cats on this team. It just doesn't feel like that suburban energy, man. You know, that's what it kind of feels like to me.
You know what I felt overwhelmingly last night watching Giants walk us off the way that they did? I felt jealousy.
Crazy. You for real?
Yeah, like, honestly, the Phillies this year, they're boring.
What?
There's been no fun moments whatsoever. That was fun.
No, I agree.
I'm jealous.
And that comes back to the conversation that we were having yesterday. Is like, this is why you need to do something significant. This team needs a jolt, man. They need something that is going to get them going because it hasn't worked. And they just look so many times like they're just dead, going through the motions. And that's how it's looked the last couple nights at San Fran, without a doubt. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You want to get on the Phillies. Who are you most frustrated with after that loss last night? As Jordan Romano blows it again. Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players on the field. DeCameron versus Fritz, 1 hour before this takes place at Plymouth White Marsh High School. Make sure you go to that. Make sure you come
it's
to
a nice little
McGurk's
area too,
Pub and Grill. We're here in Fort Washington today. And when we get back, a message sent to Jack from somebody very special to him, but I think a massive miscalculation by Team Fritz in this. So we'll get to that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, it's Black Friday, everybody. In July at the Mattress Warehouse. Right now you can save 60% store-wide, including top-selling mattresses from Silly Surdy, Beauty Rest, that's Serta, Beauty Rest, and more. And score a free adjustable base with select mattresses. Looking for an even bigger savings? Check out the Mattress Warehouse floor model clearance event and save even more. If y'all don't know, that's the ones that are on the floor that people probably laid on. If you're all right with that, then you could probably get a deal on that. Plus, enjoy free next day delivery and 0% interest financing. Don't wait. These Black Friday and July deals end soon. Make sure you tell them your guy Hugh Douglas sent you. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's MattressWarehouse.com.